Good morning. Welcome into our prayer time here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. I want us to consider some scripture as it relates to teaching of children, but I want us to do that in just a moment after I remind you that if you have news for us, be it church news or community news, be sure to send it to us so we can put it out on the airwaves, put it out on the internet as a public service for you. Our address online is whcbradio.org, whcbradio.org. We know that children learn to trust by example. They learn to trust through your teaching or others' teaching of them, and they also learn by experience. Proverbs 22:19 says this, that thy trust may be in the Lord. I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. One of the commentators has put it, so that your trust may be in the Lord. I teach you today, even you. Well, the truth is, we are told that from the coming up of the sun to the going down of the sun, that means throughout the day, we are to be busy teaching the truths of God's Word, whether that be to children or to adults, it doesn't really matter. It is for the individual. However, for children, we know that we must teach them. They're not going to learn any other way. Now, Jesus emphasized that those who come to him as little children come to him with complete sincerity and complete trust. If we can look up Mark in chapter 10, I think it is, as I'm looking for it myself. Mark chapter 10 and verse 15. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. Now, this is that portion of scripture where the disciples were upset that the mothers were bringing little children to Christ for his blessing. And in that, they were doing what Jewish families have always done. They want the rabbi to bless their children. The apostles, the disciples, were, well, they were upset because their agenda for the day was being delayed. And yet here Christ says, if you don't receive the kingdom of God as a little child, you will not enter in. Children don't have years of listening to the doubts of the world. They haven't yet absorbed the culture that allows the enemy to plant seeds of doubt in their belief systems. Childlike faith is simple, it's complete, it's matter of fact. When I watch my grandson, when I watch my granddaughter, when I look at other children, I see the same thing. They have faith that is ready to believe. So I would say this to parents, and I say it, I hope, ever so sweetly, but nonetheless I say it to parents. Don't ever assume that your children can't understand spiritual matters. Children have a far greater capacity to understand spiritual things than you will ever give them credit for. Children are vital to the Lord and his work here on this earth. And so I would encourage you, as parents and as grandparents, as aunts and uncles, who love the Lord, that you teach them that the Lord is the only one who is completely trustworthy. You expect them to stand firm in their belief, and you challenge them to stand firm in their belief of Almighty God. If you teach these children by your words, and certainly most importantly by your example, if you teach them that people are in control, people are in charge, then they'll learn not to depend upon Almighty God. They will learn not to place their trust in God wholeheartedly. So you must teach them by your words and by your examples that God is in control, and that if we're going to live a life that is pleasing to Almighty God, we must follow His lead. We must follow His word. So if you want your children to trust God, you must be a godly example of one who trusts in God himself or herself. Jesus Christ, without doubt, is Lord of all. He can be trusted with everything. And we need to live our lives in such a way that our children, our grandchildren, our relatives that are children, can understand that Jesus Christ can be trusted. A child's trust in a parent is as effective as the parent's trust in the Lord. Children will have a much easier time trusting parents who are being the kind of parents that God has called them to be. So be sure that your children want to trust you and to be like you because you're trusting in and following Jesus Christ. So if we're going to teach them to trust in the Lord, we're going to have to model that trust. We're going to have to mirror that trust. We're going to have to show that trust on a daily basis in our daily lives to our children, grandchildren, and those children that come into contact with us. It sounds simple, but it is a lifelong effort. And they learn most by example. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together this morning. And we thank you that you've awakened us and gotten us ready for the day. Now we ask that you would give us purpose today that we might serve you properly. We pray for your glory to be seen in our world today and for you to be acknowledged and for you to be adored and for you to be praised. The work week has begun once again. The daily grind is upon us. There are things that must be done. I ask you, Lord, to give us strength to get them done and ability to do them, and wisdom to know what is necessary and what is not. We thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. We ask now that you would make provision for the work of WHCB. The need is great, 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 and you are much greater than the need, so we ask for your provision, and we ask for your provision for each of these that are praying with us today. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.